Rita.
Hi, Alexa. So did you guys at the Santa Fe Reporter see anything as far as election results that came in that were really surprising?
I would say the only surprising thing was I at least thought it would be a little closer in certain races. I mean, we did have a lot of close-ish races, and I think this happened kind of around the state where it would be 55% to 45%. But in almost all of the counties around Santa Fe, Democrats pulled it out.
It seemed, leading up to this election, that there was projections of the fact that there was what seemed like a pretty significant chance that the Republicans would take control of the New Mexico legislature?
Yeah, that's correct. As of this morning, it was looking really unlikely, and Matt Reichbach, who works with us and also used to run the FBI Hop blog, wrote a story saying, you know, there's going to be recounts in maybe a couple races at the most, but it's not going to really change anything. So the Democrats do hold on to both the House and the Senate in New Mexico. I think that was surprising to a lot of people. And I think the turnout probably played a big role. You know, when you look at a lot of these races, it was a difference of, you know, 300 votes or so, which really isn't a lot. We sort of touch on this in our news story this week. I think that these attack ads that were just inundating voters on TV in the mail, it kind of turned people off. Like, I think there's a certain law of diminishing returns, and it's possible that people were just like, I do want to vote for this poor person who's being attacked every day, you know what I mean?
Right. So maybe this is a good time. Can you explain what a PAC is and a super PAC, and maybe throw in there the Citizens United ruling
as
well?
Absolutely. So PACs have existed for, you know, since the beginning of elections. They're just political action committees. And what they do is they're not an official campaign. They're something else that, you know, raises money for a candidate. PACs have limits on how much they can raise because they coordinate with candidates. So, you know, when you look at how a PAC functions, it'll go to the candidate and say, do you want us to do an ad in your district saying your opponent sucks? And the candidate will be like, yes, thank you, I really need that. What Citizens United did in 2010 was create the super PAC by saying, if you spend that money totally independently of a candidate, there's no way we can regulate you because you're just exercising your right to free speech. So, you know, if I'm running for office and, Rita, you say, I love Alexa, I'm going to start a PAC in favor of her, but I'm not going to tell her about it, and I'm going to create these attack ads without consulting with her, having no connection with me whatsoever, then you can raise as much as you want and you can get unlimited donations.
So as we were leading up to the election, how were we seeing it played out in the state?
We did an in-depth story on this, and there's two things that happen. One is that these super PACs can raise a lot more money a lot faster because they don't have to go to everybody and ask for $5,000. They can go to one super rich guy and say, give us $250,000, and they do. This is on both sides of the aisle. So what that does is then these PACs can form a week before the primary and raise that money basically immediately, spend it immediately, and the candidates don't have time to even realize what's going on. So that's where, you know, it can have a giant effect on an election. We actually interviewed Brian Sandroff about this, who's a pollster in Albuquerque, and he said you're more saturated. So if you think in the like week before the election, you know, you would see five negative ads back to back because these super PACs would buy up all the TV time they possibly could in order to maximize their message right before the election. So you just felt like it was more, you know, a saturation of negativity, is what he called it.
Was there any way to tell how effective this bump in spending was and in super PACs or how much it backfired?
Actually, I think it kind of falls on both sides because two big races, so Michael Sanchez in the Senate and Tim Jennings, two Democratic senators who have spoken out against the governor repeatedly in the past year and who were targeted by one of the bigger super PACs called Reform New Mexico Now. Jennings lost to a guy with almost no experience, a Republican, and Sanchez won. So sort of like their strategy half worked, I guess, and the other half didn't work.
Was a lot of the money coming in these super PACs from spending outside of the state?
Yeah, it was. Both on the Democratic side, which got hundreds of thousands of dollars from unions, you know, based in the national office in D.C. or wherever, and then from the Republican side, some from oil companies, some from, you know, Sheldon Adelson, the Las Vegas casino magnate, came in and gave $250,000. So, yeah, a lot coming from out of state of those bigger donations.
Interesting. Okay, anything else?
Nope, that's all I got. Thanks,
okay.
Rita.
Bye.